Bava Kama, Perek Dalet of Mishnah Zion 4:7, and we continue to discuss the obligations of formally trying and executing an animal that intentionally killed a Jew. So that parsha which we read before repeatedly refers to the Baal or the Baalav, the owners of the or the owner of the cow that did the killing. So the question is, what happens if, in a normal sense, in a conventional sense, the cow doesn't have a baal, doesn't have an owner? So then, is it still subject to that penalty, that death penalty? So the Tanakam, the Halacha, will say yes, it is. And in that parsha talking about the shor haniskal, the word shor, ox, appears 7 times. So the first time, it's of course necessary for its own purposes. The other 6 understood to be coming to add cases where the even though the ox doesn't have a baal. Where you might have thought it doesn't have a baal, or that's not applicable because it requires a baal. Nevertheless, that ox as well is subject to this death penalty. So here are those 6 cases that you might have thought the cow is exempt, but it's not exempt. It says, shor ha'isha, if the cow were owned by a woman. Now, since baal kind of could imply a man, a husband, like a male, this is telling you it's not the case. Even if it's a woman, it doesn't matter. It's subject to the same execution. Shor ha'yesomim, or if the cow is owned by orphans. Again, these orphans, you might have thought they're children, not subject to the same requirements. Shor ha'pitropos, even if you did appoint a trustee to oversee the estate of these children, and therefore there's, you know, someone is put there to sort of protect the children, to look out for their interests, and, you know, obviously the losers here, economically speaking, are the owners of the cow. So the children are losing here. You might have thought, therefore, they would be exempt for some reason. No, they're not exempt. Their cow, if it kills intentionally, has to get executed. Shor ha-midbar. This is like a feral cow, a cow that's like gone wild and just, it's ownerless, running around there in the hills. Again, there's no formal owner here, no baal, but it's still subject to the same requirements. Shor hektesh, or if the cow is owned by the Beis HaMikdash. Again, no formal owner in a conventional sense, like, so to speak, God of the Beis HaMikdash is the owner. Doesn't matter. It's subject. And finally, shor hager, if you have an ox that was the property of a ger, a convert, shemeis ve'en lo yorshim. If that convert died and leaves over no heirs, so then the cow now reverts to essentially being an ownerless cow, it doesn't matter, it's still subject to the execution. Now, this last case, the point is that when it comes to a Jew, so every Jew on planet Earth has heirs. As my father used to say, where there's a will, there's a relative. But in the case of Jews, certainly there's somebody in the family tree who would be the heir, however distant. But when a person converts, so he is like a katan shnola dummy, it's like he's like a newborn person, meaning, halachically speaking, his parents aren't his halachic parents anymore. And therefore, there's a very real possibility that if the person doesn't have children, or if he converted after he had children, that his children are not his heirs, not Midoraisa for sure. And that being the case, you might have thought, this cow has no owner, it's gone to the wild, it's not subject, incorrect. If you'll ask, wait a second, how is shor ha-midbar different than shor, the ox of a ger who converted? The answer is, it really isn't. It's the same thing. The thought is there's 2 separate stages. You could have a cow which had an owner, the convert, but then by the time you bring the cow to justice, I'll call it, in the Bezdin, already the owner has died, so you... That's like one level of chiddush, that, oh, it's still subject to Misa. The second one, even a bigger chiddush, is if the cow never had an owner, it's still considered to be subject, notwithstanding the word baal, and we're learning both the things out because we need 6 separate cases for the 6 extra times the word shor is used, let's call it, you know, superfluously. Rabbi Yehuda disagrees. Rabbi Yehuda Omer, he says, no, the word shor is nothing to be made of those extra use of the word shor in the psukim. And therefore, we take the verses on face value, and animals that don't have a owner are not subject to the possibility of execution. That being the case, shor ha-midbar, the ownerless feral wild cow, shor hektish, a cow that belongs to the Beis HaMikdash, and shor ha-ger shemes, and the cow that belonged to a convert who then died, leaving no heirs, those cows have no baal, and therefore, paturim in a misa. They're exempt from execution because they don't have owners, as stipulated by the Pasuk, that's Rabbi Yehuda learns. However, the halacha is not like Rabbi Yehuda. It's like the Tanakama. So indeed, all six of those cases, it doesn't matter if a cow, meaning all cases, if a cow or any other animal for that matter, could be a chicken, intentionally harms another Jew and they die, then there's a formal trial, and the upshot of that trial, assuming that the cow was, I'll call it convicted with the witnesses and so on, is that the cow, or whatever the animal is put to death.